Hello everyone on Blind Cool Tech. This is Jason Castanguay. I haven't recorded for Blind Cool Tech before, but I'm certainly happy to do it now and give it a shot. I've been a listener for quite a while and have always wanted to contribute, but you know, out of procrastination and all sorts of things, I never really had a chance to do that. So here I am, and right now you're in my kitchen. And how can I describe it to you? You're standing, I'm going to describe it as if you're here, because I'm using a stereo microphone and hopefully it works out well. And for those of you who are curious and would like to know, I'm using a Audio-Technica AT-822, I believe it's called, hooked up to a preamp from Arcos, hooked to the Plextalk. So hopefully this will work out all right. And we're in my kitchen, and I wanted to record making popcorn. And it's not doing it in the microwave, it's making it on the stove. And perhaps there are several of you who already know how to do that, but there have been lots of cooking things lately, and I thought it'd be fun to do. So, you are standing in what is normally my favorite spot to stand and observe what's going on in the kitchen. Your back is to the wall, and you're facing out into the kitchen. You're facing the sink, but the sink is way over here. Oh, it's not that big of a kitchen, but that's where that is. And the stove is to your left. And that's what we'll be using. Aye, if I don't knock everything over. I was actually doing some dishes before I started this and forgot to put the bowl away. So let's do that now. Alright. Okay. So we're going to make popcorn on the stove. It's very exciting. And, by the way, I hope there's no phone call, because there's a phone. An old Western Electric trimline push button with the square buttons to your right and behind. And if that rings, it'll be kind of loud. So, okay. There's nothing on the stove. It is clear for use. And we're going to get a big pot. And here it is. And it's probably the biggest one in my, not huge, not like a stock pot, but you know, I don't really know how to describe it, so just a big pot. Big pot that'll hold a lot of popcorn. So, you can take any popcorn you'd like, you know, the seeds. I bought Orville Redenbacher in a jar, but I can't find that at the grocery store that's closest to me. So I bought something called Jolly Pop or something like that, and it comes in a bag. I bought two bags and poured them into a canister here. Whoa! A very full canister. Okay, that'll be interesting. But I need to get a measuring cup because we want to pour the oil. And for this, I just... How interesting was that? I grabbed the measuring cup that I'm going to use, and there was still an old seed in there from who knows when. Okay. I use a measuring cup, and I use... just whatever cooking oil. This one happens to be, if I can find it, there it is. I'm trying to remember the name of the oil. By the way, the music in the background is my XM radio, and you might even hear the dryer downstairs. Crisco, my goodness, yeah, that I, you know, it was simple, but it took a while. And I use about half a cup of Crisco. Just got a paper towel for any little mess I might make. I'm going to pour the Crisco in here. Don't mind me, I'm just kind of pouring the oil. I always get wary at this point because the oil is kind of messy and hard to feel. So you just have to be a little careful, that's all. And so I poured the oil, and before I knock anything over, I'm going to put it back. Where did it go? Here, where's the cap? Oh, here's the cap. Put the oil back in the cupboard. And we're going to pour this oil into the pot. All right. There we go. And I suppose I can start heating it by now, because the next thing I'm going to do, actually I'm going to use the same measuring cup to pour the popcorn in. So maybe I'll just give it a quick washing. So I think what I'm going to do for convenience is just wipe the oil out with a cloth and with a paper towel rather. And it's kind of oily, but it depends. Whatever you want to do for this quick cleanup, or you can use two separate cups or whatever. Now I'm going to put an entire cup of popcorn into this measuring cup. That's actually as much as it'll hold. I'm growing concerned because this big canister is so full of popcorn. Let's see here. I think what I'm going to do is just grab it in handfuls because it is right to the top. I mean, it's incredibly full. Okay. Oops. No, I'm dropping seeds. We don't drop that. Okay. Oh, Lord, what is going on here? Dropping little things. Just because the seeds are sort of get stuck to your hands, and then you open your hand to get a new handful, and they drop. I'm sorry about this. I know this is a little disorganized. But we're almost there. We're almost getting this cup full. You can hear Mel Torme, I believe, singing in the background, perhaps. Little seeds here and there, but that's okay. Okay, this is pretty full. So I'm going to start heating the oil, actually. So I'm going to put the burner, it might differ from stove to stove, but I'm going to put it on high. But I end up turning it down slightly once I get all the popcorn going in there because I don't turn it down a whole lot. It's just that I found that if I keep it on high, it pops so quickly that it comes out, kind of interesting. So now that we're done with this canister, I can put it away. Um, So what I found to be helpful is I'm going to put just three seeds in there, and then when they pop, I know it's time to pour in the rest. Because since we're using oil, I guess you could pour the whole thing in there. But I was taught to do this from my friend Jim, and this is what he recommends. So I'm gonna put three seeds. 1, 2, 3. Put the cover on, and hopefully I'll hear them pop. And then I'll continue talking to you, of course. At some point, I will do a MySpace recording, but this is something that I love doing. I love making popcorn. It's a good, tasty snack, and for not being terribly familiar with cooking yet, this is easy and fun. There's something very entertaining about listening to all the little seeds pop, and it fills the kitchen and the rest of the house, for that matter, with such an aroma. It smells good and all that good stuff. And I remember when I was very little, my mother popped popcorn on the stove. But she hasn't done that in a while. And she sort of started doing it since I've mentioned it. And she insists that hers doesn't come out the way mine does. And I don't quite understand that, but that's okay. So I can hear little noises indicating that the oil's hot, but nothing's popped yet. So there's something sticky on my shoe. It's annoying me. I don't know what it is. But anyway. On my water cooler, the hot water chamber is being heated. I can hear it making little noises over there. That's to your far right in the corner. Maybe slightly behind you. But anyway, we're just waiting here for the popcorn to start popping. Oh, I better get my popcorn bowl ready. I'm gonna put that in the sink. Big plastic popcorn bowl. And I'm gonna move the water tap out of the way. Ooh! I think I heard popping. I heard two, or I think I wasn't paying too close attention. It happened all of a sudden, but I thought I heard two pop. Oh, there's the third one. There we go. So, without further ado, we're going to pour the rest of this popcorn in here. And what I do is just put the cover back on and just wobble it around a little bit so that it all gets spread out through here. And here we go. I'm going to turn the burner down slightly. Popping away. That smells wonderful. And when I start hearing it stop, I'm just going to turn the burner right off, let the last remainders pop, and just turn the whole thing, dump it away. Kind of estimated that it's all the way, or almost all the way through, so I've actually turned off the burner. A lot of pissing going on here. top of this, but there's that annoying sizzling sound that's getting in the way. But we're pretty darn close, so I'm going to take the cover off and lay it over here somewhere. Now there's some sizzling going on. I'm going to take this over to the sink and pour. Alright, I'm going to take this pot, put it on an empty cool burner. Alright, the cover safely situated. Get right over here to my popcorn. And it's hot, it's fresh, and ready to be eaten. Except, I'm probably going to add some salt to it. Yes. So, excuse me. I'm going to get over here to the table, plop this thing down. Where's the salt? Here it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. There we are. Drizzle it on here. And shake. This is fun too, because you just shake it and shake it, move it around. And all the salt moving around in here. Not to mention a couple of things I need to wash, but that's okay. All right, I believe the popcorn is all set, so that's the end of the podcast. I didn't really realize how quickly it would go by. But I do hope you enjoyed this podcast. It's very simple and fun. If you'd like to email me, you can. I'm at jcast, J-C-A-S-T, at snet.net. And that's snet.net. Or you can call my comment line. I have one of those K7 boxes set up. I don't really know what I'm using it for, but when I get my podcast started, it'll probably be used more. 206-338-5500. 206-338-5500. Hopefully I'll be recording again in the future. It's wonderful to contribute, and I hope everyone keeps up the great work they've been doing. Thank you very much. Bye-bye for now.